Chapter 1. Life in Concentration Camps. Viktor Frankl's experiences during the Holocaust were marked by suffering, loss of family, and dire conditions in concentration camps. Despite adversity, Frankl, a urologist and psychiatrist, found meaning in understanding human behavior, making each day intriguing. Others, lacking hope, struggled with the challenges, viewing life as a relentless challenge. Chapter 2. The Existential Vacuum. Frankl introduces the concept of the existential vacuum, an emptiness in life when one fails to find purpose. Those unable to discover meaning often fall into depression, anger, or addiction. Frankl's psychiatric observations emphasize the significance of having a purpose to combat such emptiness. Chapter 3. Finding Meaning in Life. The book explores the idea that life's purpose is subjective, and individuals must find their own meaning. Frankl suggests that life's true value lies not in what we expect from it, but in what life expects from us. Taking responsibility for one's contribution to the world becomes essential in creating a meaningful life. Chapter 4. The Three Ways to Find Meaning. Work and Achievements. Frankl proposes that meaningful work or achievements contribute to a fulfilling life. Setting goals and completing tasks not only define a person but also contribute something unique to the world. Work provides a sense of purpose and helps combat feelings of depression and uselessness. Building relationships. Frankl emphasizes the importance of genuine love and relationships. True love, according to him, involves recognizing others' potential and helping them reach their highest potential. Meaningful relationships enhance the quality of life, fostering understanding and deep connections. Facing challenges bravely, sharing one's journey with bravery and taking responsibility for it is another avenue to find meaning. Frankl's personal example of lecturing on the psychology of concentration camps during his escape illustrates how even suffering can be transformed into a meaningful journey. Chapter 5. Overcoming Pain and Disappointments. Frankl discusses the inevitability of pain and disappointments in life, but asserts that individuals have a choice in how they respond. Rather than comparing one's suffering to others, finding meaning involves searching within oneself and embracing challenges as opportunities for growth. Chapter 6. Choosing a Positive Perspective. The book encourages choosing a positive perspective despite life's challenges. Instead of cursing fate, individuals can search within themselves, practice self-reflection, and find the inner strength to overcome darkness. Meaning can be discovered even in the ordinary journey of life. Chapter 7. The Journey of Personal Discovery. The final chapter emphasizes the ongoing journey of personal discovery. Frankl suggests that the search for meaning is continuous, requiring individuals to remain engaged in life's experiences, relationships, and challenges. The journey itself is a process of self-discovery and growth. Overall, summing it up, unveiling life's meaning. In the concluding chapter of Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl distills a timeless message. Life's meaning is not bestowed upon us but discovered through intentional and courageous living. Facing the horrors of the Holocaust, Frankl's journey becomes a powerful metaphor for finding purpose in adversity. The existential vacuum, a universal challenge, prompts a threefold path to meaning. In work, genuine relationships, and facing challenges bravely. Life's meaning is a dynamic quest, not a predetermined destination. Frankl's insights resonate with everyday struggles, emphasizing the transformative power of positive perspective, resilience, and personal responsibility. In the pursuit of purpose, individuals are encouraged to paint their narrative on life's canvas, turning challenges into opportunities for self-discovery. Man's search for meaning inspires us to navigate life's journey with intentionality, uncovering profound meaning in the human experience.